A new report says private health insurance coverage is at an all-time low because younger Australians choose to opt out due to the price. Courtney Thomas reports.
According to the Australian Medical Association's private health insurance report card, more transparency is required from insurers. 60% of elective surgeries in Australia occur in the private sector, with a greater demand on the public system, according to the report. The AMA says private health in Australia is on the precipice, with younger Australians choosing to opt out because of high upfront costs, and older Australians are bearing the brunt of the fees. Vice President of Australian Medical Association, Dr. Chris Sapala, says health insurers are preserving their profits.
Around 70% of the private hospital insurers are for-profit organisations. More than a couple of decades ago, the proportion of the private health insurance market that was for-profit was less than 10%. And so we now have a large number of insurers that are trying to make money, and let's be honest, making really good money. So they're going to ensure that their premiums go up all the time. One of the ways that they preserve their profits, besides doing that and increasing the cost to patients, is they decrease what they pay out to doctors. So when we talk about gaps and the unattractiveness of private health insurance, a significant reason that that exists at the moment is because the funds have proportionally paid a lesser and lesser amount of the cost of care.
He says people should consider buying private health insurance if they can afford it, but there's no difference between the level of care offered in private and public health systems.
There's no way that the public system could handle on its own the health care needs of every single Australian. So we need to have a significant portion of the population purchasing private health insurance, and we need to make sure that it's not just the patients with a whole bunch of medical problems that are going to consume a large amount of money. It needs to be a mix. And to that end, it's therefore important that we get younger people enticed into private health, that they feel it's worthwhile and they're getting something out of it.
Instead, reform should be made to encourage Australians to opt into private health insurance.
We can offer discount to younger people to entice to practice. We can regulate the private health insurance industry a little more so that we can, for example, insist on a degree of payout from the fund towards the healthcare of patients who have elected to insure themselves privately. And we can promote informed financial consent, clarity, transparency, etc. And obviously the virtue of private health insurance, no waiting list, doctor of choice, all those sorts of things.
CEO of Private Healthcare Australia, Dr. Rachel David, says funding the healthcare needs of the baby boomer generation is having the biggest effect on health insurance premiums. She says disparity between generations is pushing up premium rates for younger Australians.
The baby boom population has, the average age has now hit 72, and this generation is claiming more and more expensive episodes of surgery and interventional treatments than ever before. The generations following are not only smaller, but they're struggling with flat wages growth, insecure employment, and this has meant that the value proposition for private health insurance is different for the subsequent generation. It means often they perceive they're paying more and getting less, and that's the thing we have to fix.
Dr. David says private healthcare insurance has a lot to offer for young Australians because many mental health services are provided in private hospitals.
Increasingly, the main reason that young people are taking out private health insurance is because of access to mental health services. Chronic anxiety, depression, PTSD and eating disorders are predominantly treated in the private sector. And if you are unfortunate enough to need admission to hospital for one of those conditions, that's predominantly provided in the private sector.
She says Australians should compare health insurers.
I think the first step that anyone needs to take if you're looking for health cover for mental health is to go to the website privatehealth.gov.au and select a policy that's both affordable and that offers the cover that you're likely to need. And that's the best comparison website that exists because it's a government website, fully independent, and it enables you to see all the options that are available.
If you or someone you know needs help, help is available 24/7. Call Lifeline on 13 11 14.
And that story was by Courtney Thomas.